This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It is day 18 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, but it's also a very, very special day. It's Nutty Day! Happy birthday, Nutchess. It has been such a joy becoming friends with you over the years. You are always encouraging, you are always uplifting, you are always kind, and you are always a delight to interact with. And I hope your day is awesome. I was going to sing this theme song to Red Dwarf for you since you did your Red Dwarf dinner and a movie the other day, but I'm not ready to do that on pod, so I might send it to you later just as for kicks. Instead, you're my guest reader today. So I hope everyone really enjoys your read. And before I turn my podcast over to Nutty, I just want to point out that this is technically fanfic. And while I write prolific amounts of fanfic, I don't typically share it outside of forums specifically intended for fanfic. This is a special occasion and it's a very special read. Thanks a lot for listening.
This is Nutchess from the Nutty Bites podcast, which you can find at nimlas.org, nimlas.org. And I'm recording this for the Bathtub Mermaid, and this is a match made in the multiverse. This pub, Tyrion thinks, as the door he pulled open by gripping a conventional metal handle swooshes closed behind him, cannot possibly be in Winterfell. And yet, here he is, stamping snow from his boots and shaking more of the same from his cloak. At least the dogs didn't follow him inside, and neither did their masters. This bar is a good deal cleaner than any he's ever been in. The floor is carpeted in a shade of reddish orange that must have been chosen based on its high probability of disguising spit and blood. And the tables are set far enough apart that if a person were a mind to, he could woo a woman without an audience. But he doesn't see any women. Or rather, he does. But they're all clad in attire that reminds him of winter underwear, albeit in richer colors. Who wears black underclothes, though? They leave nothing to the imagination. These outfits, where the female form is concerned, or the male form, for that matter. The men and women here seem to frequent the same tailor, and yet they are somehow modest, for there are no heaving bosoms waiting for him to accidentally tip his wine into the cleavage and lick it out. Nor are there skirts that can be pushed up for a quick turn in a dark corner if a bed isn't readily available. Speaking of which, not that Tyrion is actually speaking, this tavern doesn't appear to have an upstairs or any kind of back room. Scanning the space, he finally decides on a table in the corner, and he settles against the cushioned backrest and forces himself to relax, though he's momentarily confused by the upholstery. It's certainly not leather or any kind of hide he's encountered.
First time here?
A blue woman. At least he assumes it's a woman, as she has curves in all the right places. Then again, she also has antennae. Maybe he strayed north of the wall, after all. But his horse hadn't been galloping that fast, and visibility, while obscured because of the blizzard, hadn't been that bad.
What can I get ya?
There's one thing Tyrion is certain of. It's what he should order in a bar. Wine, he answers. Red, in vast quantities.
Sure thing, sweetie,
the blue woman responds. Tyrion can't help but stare at the plump curve of her ass as she walks away. I wonder what it's like to bet a blue woman. The tavern fills and empties again, as Tyrion watches from his quiet corner. He can't remember the last time he's been this relaxed while fully clothed, or at least not without his cock having been involved in some fashion. He can remember, barely, the last time he'd drunk this much wine. But oddly, his faculties don't seem clouded now the way they did then. Is it possible I'm so drunk? I've become sober again. He is about to pay his tab and find a place to empty his bladder. This is not the sort of establishment where one just pisses against a wall, when a shadow falls over his table. Do you always drink alone? The voice, warm, low-pitched, and absolutely female. Tyrion looks up into the dark brown face, darker even than some of the people he's met from the Summer Islands. The eyes are expressive, despite the lack of noticeable brows, and the lips are full and curved into a slightly bemused expression. Instead of hair, she's wearing a hat. At least he thinks it's a hat. It's possible the round, flat thing is really a weapon. If you throw it at the right way, the edges might slit a throat, or two, or 20. Give it enough spin and the right amount of force, and it might even return itself to you. Far too often lately, he answers. You seem to be enjoying my wine. Your wine. As much as anything here is mine. Yes, I'm Guinan. I own this tavern. I tend bar, and I listen. She puts a capital letter on that last word, and Tyrion sits up straighter, leans forward a bit. She's dressed in garments that obscure her shape, but he's had so much wine. He wouldn't be able to get up for a naked slave girl laid out on his table. And honestly, sex is easy to come by if you have enough coin. Good conversation, on the other hand. All thoughts of his full bladder aside, Tyrion allows a real smile to spread across his scarred face. Tyrion, he says, not bothering to add Lannister to it. He has a pretty good feeling his family name would mean nothing to this woman. I drink, and I know things. His smile, matched by hers, though there remains something inscrutable in her dark eyes. Mind if I join you? She asks. Before he can answer, the blue woman appears with a second glass, which she sets before the other woman, Guinan. Tyrion fills both their glasses. Please, do.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.